Like chlamydia, you just can't get rid of us. It's the FrankBlack.net podcast.
Season 3. I'm Brian.
I'm Dean, and welcome back, Brian. It's been a long time.
It has been.
I missed you.
I missed you, too. A lot's gone on in both of our lives since last we podcasted.
Well, absolutely. Someone got married. Someone traveled.
Yeah, well, you know, you're on the other side of the world right now. This must be record-breaking in some way. Dean is in Perth, Australia, and I am in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey.
Both start with P's.
Yes, they do, Dean. But anyway, we're very happy to be bringing you new episodes of the Frank Black Dunnett podcast. We have plenty of good stuff coming up for you, don't we, Dean?
Well, we've got tons, my friend. It's been a bit of an absence, but as a result, we've been stockpiling, we've been scavenging, we've been, you know, we don't just hibernate, we stockpile to hibernate. And now that we're finished, we have all this leftover nuts and, you know, Brian being one of them. And we're going to share those nuts with you.
Let me just tell you, Australia has not dulled your biting sense of humor at all.
I don't know if it's biting or sort of pathetic, which also starts with a P, by the way. But in either case, what do we have for speaking of our nuts?
Sadly, we have a song that does not begin with a P. First up, we have a pair of songs, and a pair does begin with P, from Amsterdam in 2007 on the last tour under the name of Frank Black, thus far, for Mr. Charles Thompson.
Yes, that's another change that's happened.
I guess we're calling it the FrankBlack.net podcast because that's still our URL, but in many ways, this is a very Black Francis heavy podcast. But we're starting off with Frank Black. This was recorded at the Paradiso in Amsterdam on July 4th, U.S. Independence Day. It features Charles Normal on guitar, Ding on bass, and Jason Carter on drums. And this tour did not feature Frank Black on the guitar at all, just vocals.
Did you get to see him when he was performing that way?
I did not. I have not seen him since you and I saw him together, my friend.
I think let's dig right into this. So, from 2007 in Amsterdam, here's Thalassocracy, and you'll see.
OBD, all black darning, all black darning, all black darning. I hung around on the planet Mamba to try to stand, but you were not inbound. You try to find the truth. You're trying to call us babies. Sure, I had a few, but it was a good race. We'll be right back.
That was Thalassocracy into Old Black Dawning. Two songs we haven't heard much of since the early days of the Catholics. I don't think that those ones really got a lot of play since then. So it's interesting that, you know, that being sort of the end of the Frank Black era, and maybe the transitional sort of tour of the Frank Black to Black Francis transition. Yeah, it's sort of an interesting choice of songs to play there, isn't it?
Yeah, the only time I heard Thalassocracy with the Catholics was actually part of a really, really great little medley they did. It was Crackety Jones into Thalassocracy into I Want Rock and Roll. That was pretty ferocious and just, you know, straightforward and rock and roll. And these recordings are certainly similar to that, akin to that, you know, just the rawness of it, especially the rawness of Frank Black Francis's voice. So I particularly enjoy those, and we hope that you enjoy them as well.
It wasn't so much Frank Black that we're used to with the whole, you know, maybe there's a hand gesture or something to signal the next song, and we're keeping the set list secret or whatever. In this case, he was announcing the songs before he played them, almost barking them out like, you know, okay, we're going to, that's what we're going to do. And he, as you mentioned, and as you mentioned when we introduced the songs, he was not on guitar for the first time ever, really. I don't think that even in the Pixies days, it was pretty much always him and a guitar.
Yeah. The only time he would play the guitar on this tour is before the band would come out, he would do a few songs on the acoustic guitar. But once the band took the stage, the guitar went down.
Yeah, which I don't know how I feel about that, but obviously the recordings are still live and powerful and raw, and so, you know, it sounds like they pulled it off, but I'd like to see it. I'd be curious to see it.
So would I.
But I guess I like more instruments rather than less most of the time. But anyway, enough talk about that. As you said, we had him just doing the vocals, Jason Carter on drums, Ding on bass, and Charles Normal on guitar. Charles Normal, that's Larry Norman's brother, isn't
that
it?
That is Larry Norman's brother. Very very astute of you there, Dean.
I tried to be more astute than her astute. So I appreciate that.
Speaking of Charles Normal, though, we have something else featuring him.
That is true. We have a Charles Normal mix of a song called The Seuss.
Or The Seuss. We can't decide how to say it, really. And we don't have our Frank Black to English dictionary in front of us.
Well, he does say Seuss, but, you know, it's Dr. Seuss, I guess, has two S's. I guess there's no real, it just looks like Seuss to me, so that's what I'm sticking with until Charles tells me otherwise.
I understand. And this was recorded to be the B-side of the She Took All the Money single, which has not surfaced yet anyplace, but I'm keeping my eyes open for. And the regular mix, the non-Charles Normal mix, will be out on Seven Fingers, which comes out in early March. If you haven't already ordered your copy of Seven Fingers, please do so. Seven Fingers is, I guess, now the second Black Francis solo album, we can say, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it's... Yeah, I guess you could still call it solo, like if he's got a band behind him.
Yeah, but I was thinking that the only other Black Francis records we own are Pixies albums. And so this
is separate
from the Pixies. And this is actually a mini LP. And this mini LP features Jason Carter on drums, Black Francis on guitar, harmonica, and vocals, and Violet Clark on bass and vocals.
Yes, and speaking of her, I hear a lot of her influence in this song. It's a bit of a controversial one with the fans.
Yeah, a lot of fans... I hear cries of Beck sounding and a couple other things, but, you know, I've learned in my wisdom of Frank Black fandom to stop questioning sometimes and just enjoy it for what it is. And chances are, if you don't like a particular sound or if it's unusual to you, either you'll adapt quickly or he'll change his mind. So there's no use to get bent out of shape over the Seuss, however we're saying it today, but...
I
think it's different. It's definitely something that I'd like to hear more of, and hopefully on Seven Fingers we'll hear another taste of something similar to this. But anyway, without any further ado, from the She Took All the Money single, here's a Charles Normal mix of However You Say This Song.
¶¶
Well, as Brian mentioned, there are a lot of things that happened in our absence, and one of them was a new album. The first Black Francis album, which you probably figured out by now, is Blue Finger, and that was released, what, September 3rd, 2007, I believe?
Yes, and the album is a concept album of sorts about the Dutch painter-musician Herman Brood. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I'm probably not. You and I have a history of butchering these things, Dean, so I guess it's just...
Absolutely. I would be very distraught if you did pronounce it correctly.
That's good. And this song, which we're going to play, is particularly about Mr. Brood's death, his suicide. It is my favorite song on the album. And yours?
It's up there on mine. It has... I've been missing the sort of multi-instrument, more produced sound that of Teenager for a while, and it kind of transitions to that at the end of the song. Which I think that's more a Violet influence again. She's obviously been a big influence on him and his music since their meeting, and in this case, definitely a very good one. I love the ending of this song, and I love the song in general. So I hope you do too. Angels Come to Comfort You from Blue Finger 2.
Mag ik Engels spreken? Here we go! I saw the statue of Herman Brood. It had a lump way down in its throat. That's because its heart was broken too. He played piano really fucking good. West Berlin to West Hollywood. Prettier than Brando, he was punker than punk. Slave to rock and roll, and a slave to junk. Ah, angels come to comfort you. Yeah, they do. And here they come. They'll lead you by the hand. They'll take you down the hall. No saint, but he was Dutch, so he could paint. Yeah, he had the touch. He felt the angels kiss him on the head, whispering the name that rhymes with dead. Now the Hilton Hotel in Amsterdam, good enough for John and Yoko, man. Now you got the key to 902. Hey, angels come to comfort you. Here they come. Here they come. Oh, they'll take you by the hands. They'll lead you down the hall. They'll break your fall.
now we have one of the two digital B-sides for the Blue Finger album, and this is called Virginia Reel. And I'd say, Dean, that this is probably the most out-of-character Frank Black song, or Black Francis song, we've heard in a while. It features Mr. Francis for the first time, I believe, on record playing the keyboards.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
it took me aback, I have to say. It was even just, it opens up and you're thinking, okay, well. And then I didn't actually realize it was him right away until I chatted with you. And it's definitely not in character. There's not a lot of, there are piano-driven songs of his, but not like this. This almost has a bit of a spoon sound, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would take it a little bit further back to maybe a little cocktail jazz, but, you know, spoon works too.
Cocktail jazz.
Well, you know, pish posh, right? But
quit inventing genres.
But and this talks about, at least it sounds to me like it's partially narrated by a bus driver, and it's has the famous refrain of "City bus rules" at the end, which I've actually now said on a city bus since the song came out, because I'm just that fantastic.
Did you pump one fist in the air as you got off the bus and say it?
I did. I was with a friend who knew what I was talking about, so it luckily he understood what I was saying. I wasn't just shouting city bus rules on a New York City bus for no good reason. But yeah, so enjoy one of Blue Finger's digital B-sides, Virginia Reel.
City bus rules!
Can you sympathize, sir?
Now, as you may not know, Perth is one of the most isolated cities on the planet, and sometimes you feel it, you know, trying to find a good solid internet connection, trying to stay in touch with people like Brian, friends, family back home, all that stuff, it can be difficult. But I was fortunate enough to bump into a fellow FrankBlack.net forum member by the name of Rascalat. We just went to a very well-known music festival here in Perth called The Big Day Out and saw some terrific bands. And while I was there, I mentioned to him that I was hoping to rekindle the podcast with Mr. Brian Salvatore sitting in New Jersey somewhere. And he was kind enough to offer me his internet connection and his home for the day to come here and do this. So I'm sitting in Mr. Rascalat's home and using his internet connection and kind of reclining slightly on his couch. And I wanted to thank him for that. And as a result, we are playing a song that he's requested and one of my favorites and a very piano-oriented song. And that song is...
New House of the Pope, which is, for those who don't know, written about a variety of French wine, Châteauneuf-du-Pape. Which I almost bought a bottle of the other night, but it was a bit pricier than I had hoped to spend on the bottle of wine for dinner. So I left it in the store, but it is one of my favorites. And it's actually name-checked by the Beastie Boys in one of their songs.
Very good. It's a very nice wine. I recommend it, though, not for dinner so much as for when you're sitting alone with the lights slightly dimmed, possibly a roaring fire, and just a nice glass of Châteauneuf-du-Pape.
I agree. So without any further ado, let's stop talking about it. Let's hear it. New House of the Pope from Show Me Your Tears for Rascalat.
She said she do not love me. That's when I lost all hope. So I jumped into the river. They call the new house of the Pope. Now some they want their coffee, and some just want their dope. Lately, I've been drinking at the new house of the Pope.
Thank you again, sir, for letting Dean use your internet and for letting us get back to podcasting. And as soon as we've gotten back to podcasting, unfortunately tonight we're wrapping up our podcasting. But it's getting late here, and I'm about to make myself some midnight macaroni and cheese. And Dean has many important Australian things to do today, like...
I haven't made Kangaroo yet. That's on the cards.
Right, right. And you haven't had a Foster's yet?
No, I did that, and that was a mistake.
Oh, okay, well.
I've never had a Foster's. I know that Australians don't drink it.
No, neither should anyone else.
No, absolutely not. This episode has been sponsored by Foster's.
And the letter P.
Feel the taste. And the letter P. Yeah, absolutely. There you go. We've developed sponsorship.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's a step in the right direction for us, Brian.
We have to fix the forum somehow. So... whatever it takes. But so we're going to leave you with the title track of the new Black Francis record, Seven Fingers. And hopefully you've enjoyed us being back as much as we have enjoyed being back. So, Dean, thank you for nothing. Yeah.
No. Right? Same to you, buddy. No, it's great to be back and hear your jovial laugh again. Oh, I missed you, just like you missed our anniversary.
You know, Dean, you were the one that actually missed it. I was waiting with flowers, but what can I say? Men are
flowers,
pigs.
Hat
men
in the
are
rain.
Pigs.
We certainly yes, are. Now, here is the title track from Seven Fingers. And so we have some perfectly plausible pop perfection from Papa Frank Black, or Black Francis, or, as I like to call him, Chucky. Enjoy Seven Fingers from Seven Fingers, and we'll see you next
time.
Good
night.
Good night.
And good luck.
And may the P be with you.
I was born with seven fingers and seven toes. In my dark face, sadness always shows. In my hair striped with black and red and gold. And I'll die before I get me very old. But tonight I'll be with you and
in the morning when we're friends.
Please know that you have helped me with my pain. I've met a girl who lived beneath the seas. She showed me how to call her on the breeze. I close my eyes and she comes lightning speed to help this poor boy born of double C. But tonight I'll be with you and
in the morning when we're through.
Please know that you have helped me with my pain. I turn into a monster when I fight. Death is on my left and on my right. Friends and enemies are all the same. So stay away if I call out your name. But tonight seven fingers and seven.